Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In this edition, a look at the Police Management Institute, the NYPD's executive training program. The New York City Police Department is larger than some Fortune 500 companies in terms of human resources, with about 36,000 uniformed officers and an additional 16,000 civilian employees. In the same way that it maintains the highest standards for hiring new officers, the department's development of quality leadership also is a matter of paramount importance. Michael Farrell, Deputy Commissioner Strategic Initiatives for the NYPD, and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly designed the Police Management Institute almost 20 years ago.
The idea first came from then Police Commissioner Ben Ward back in, about 1987. And we really didn't have, at that time, any kind of management training program that fit the bill. And so we initially went out and looked to see what was in place in the private sector, and in other government agencies, and so put together this program as taking sort of the best of each of those models and tailored it to the NYPD's needs.
Ultimately, the police department partnered with Columbia University. Professor Thomas Ferentz helped to shape the Police Management Institute within Columbia's Institute for Nonprofit Management.
Most of our faculty said, cops? Cops? What do we know about? And so that it was a mutual education both ways. I thought it was interesting for a number of reasons and went to my dean, my then dean, and said, do we want to bid on this? My then dean said, well, the official name of this place is Columbia University in the city of New York. We ought to take that seriously. We applied. We were selected, and we've done it 18 times since then.
Ferentz has been an instructor at PMI, as it's called for short, since its inception. To date, over 270 uniformed and civilian NYPD managers have completed the 8-month program.
The typical student is probably somewhere from 16 to 22 years on the job. They've made very conscious decisions that this is their profession and the work they want to continue with, because they could have put in their papers in 20 years, they could put in their paper in a year. So in that sense, they're a very unique kind of committed professional. First classes coming in weren't sure why they were there. And were mistrustful. And, you know, the question of what can the private sector really tell us? I think classes coming in now are PMI. I got in PMI.
Judith Laffey was part of PMI 13, the 13th class of participants.
My present title is Administrative Manager. I'm assigned to the Fleet Services Division, and we're a pretty large division. We have over 400 people assigned. We learned in PMI about clients and resources and team building building a strategy, and I apply that every day. I know where my resources lie. My resources aren't pen, paper, computer. My resources are the people of the organization.
Deputy Commissioner Mike Farrell.
We've had groups work on things such as advancing the use of DNA in the department, the application of closed-circuit TV, speeding up the arrest process, reorganizing the policing in the housing developments, looking at human trafficking, a whole range of topics that the department confronts. Project recently looked at juvenile crime, and the group recommended the development of a juvenile crime help desk because it found that police officers were often confronted with very complex laws and procedures regarding handling juveniles. And so as a result of that project, we have established a help desk in the real-time crime center by police officers throughout the city who find it very, very helpful.
Indeed, the Police Management Institute is where law enforcement and layman instruction intersect.
If you think about it, it's strategy, finance and accounting, resource management, operations and logistics, environmental analysis, you know, what's going on in the world, administration and organization, how do you run the operating system, change management, negotiations, communication, personal leadership.
Of course, the students at PMI will attend to their day-to-day jobs and real-life policing obligations. There are few situations which justify interrupting the course.
We were in class on 9/11. I saw at 8:30, 9 o'clock what was happening in the city. It said, I don't know whether anybody has a television on up there. The fellows are going to start getting beeped. Stop the class. Send them back now. Because the city's going to need them. Send them back.
It was Judy Laffey's class that was in session at the time.
As we all, you know, banded around the TV, we saw the one plane was already struck the tower. The next month we went up in October, and we thought we wouldn't go back in October because of the crisis. But PMI is an important program, and part of the program is to educate managers to develop procedures and protocols and put them in place and select people to run their commands in their absences.
I had no doubt going in that we could take a group of middle managers in a significant organization and make them more effective. That's what we do. I mean, I believe we could do that. That we would get so much back in terms of a sense of engagement and comradeship and so forth, I think that that was the pleasant surprise.
When she's not maximizing efficiency for her unit, Judy Laffey works on projects for the Police Management Institute Alumni Association.
As the secretary, I like to keep the network going. I keep the information on how many chiefs we have across the country that are PMI alum. Here in New York, we have several, Long Beach on Long Island. My husband was the commissioner. Then we have Yonkers, Rye, New Rochelle, and we even have Newark. We have them in Colorado, North Carolina, Michigan, Florida, Pennsylvania. The NYPD is our home, our family. This is what we are.
Professor Ferentz has taught all of them.
They're tough-minded, they don't accept things on faith, but they are committed to what we're doing, and it's a nice reinforcement of what we believe we're doing. We have continued PMI through, I think, 4 mayors, 9 commissioners. We think we've been a part of what has been a positive period of time in the life of the city being a better place. We really do think we've been part of it, and it makes you feel good, and, we'll probably do it for a while longer, we hope.
This year's class will begin instruction next month and will graduate in December. As a member of the first graduating class, I can recall my excitement and interest in having been selected to attend this unique program. Speaking from personal experience, PMI is the best educational opportunity that I participated in during my 38-year career in the NYPD. Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.